Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my opportunity each week to play for you my favorite songs, songs I love, and occasionally to stick in some oddball thing which I call a wombat. And I have a wombat for you tonight. A five-minute-long wombat. So if you need to sort of plan taking a break, it might be a good time to do it when I do the wombat. But before we do any wombats, I'm going to start off with the song I finished last week's show with. I didn't get to play the whole song, and my tradition is if I don't get to play the whole song at the end of a show, I'll start the next week's show with it. It's called Rockin' Years. It's by Dolly Parton and Ricky Van Shelton. It was her 23rd number one hit and his 8th number one hit. Let's see, 1991 was when it came out. So this is Rockin' Years by Dolly Parton and Ricky Van Shelton.
To be my man,
and I'll fulfill all your fantasies.
I guess we're promising a lot, but for now it's all we've got.
And I'll stand by you through our rocking years.
Rocking chair.
Your friend,
I'll be your lover
until the end. There'll be no other,
and my heart has only room for one.
Yes, I'll always love you,
and I'll always be here for you, and I'll stand by you. Rockin' years, rockin' chairs, rockin' babies, rock-a-bye, rock-a-ages, side by side, we'll be together always.
And if you hold me tight when you love me, that's all I'll ask.
Rockin' years, rockin' chairs, rockin' babies, rock-a-bye, rock of ages, side by side, we'll be together always. And yes, I'll always love you,
and I'll always.
Rockin' years, yes, I'll be here, and I'll stand by you through our rockin' years, through our rockin' years.
That was Rockin' Years by Dolly Parton and Ricky Van Shelton. Next up is Johnny Cash, one of my favorite singers. Johnny Cash married June Carter from the Carter family over at Carter Fold, which makes him kind of local. And I have friends who used to go to Carter Fold back when Johnny Cash was still alive and said he'd show up sometimes, just be there unexpectedly, wasn't be announced, and have a whole sing a lot of songs that evening. So he makes him local in a way. Anyway, this is one of my favorite songs by him. It's called Any Old Wind That Blows, and I particularly like the banjo in this. This is just a fun song. It was his title track from an album in 1973. This is Johnny Cash with Any Old Wind That Blows.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day, slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Johnny Cash, Any Old Wind That Blows. We've all had friends like that. I had one wife like that, sailing off in any old wind that blows. Well, that sounds like a frequent event, but it only happened really once. But the wind blew and she was gone. Next up is another one of my favorite songs, although the original favorite was by the Everly Brothers in 1960. It's Kathy's Clown. But I'm not going to play the Everly Brothers version. I'm going to play Reba McEntire's version from 1989. The Everly Brothers version of Kathy's Clown was their biggest hit ever, biggest seller. And that was 1960. And then in 1989, Reba McEntire made a version of it. Now, I like the Everly Brothers version a lot, but I like this one too for different reasons. There's more stuff going on in here. The Everly Brothers, it was mainly the harmony and the rhythm. But Reba McEntire sort of adds another dimension to it, a little more heart, a little more pathos. So here we go with Reba McEntire singing Kathy's Clown.
I want you love and more and more. I want your sure, I die each time I hear the sound. They're saying, here he comes, he's Kathy's clown. You know you've got to stand tall, you know a man can't crawl. When you let her tell your lies and you let them pass you by, you're not a man at all. She don't want you. I just think it's kinda sad that she's treating you so bad, and I'm the one who cares. I want your love and more and more. I want your kisses, that's for sure. And
that was Kathy's Clown by Reba McEntire. The next song is one of the great classics of all time. It's Don't Be Cruel by Elvis Presley. I think the first song I heard by him was Blue Suede Shoes. I was going to high school in Caracas, Venezuela. It was my senior year, the fall semester of my senior year, and we were reading about, I was the paper boy for the English newspaper in Caracas, and we were reading about this phenomenon in the U.S., this new singer, Elvis Presley, you know. And then down came Blue Suede Shoes, that just blew us away. And then Don't Be Cruel. I just thought Don't Be Cruel was one of the greatest songs I'd ever heard. It was recorded in July of 1956, the same session he did Hound Dog. So quite something. The deal in those days was that if Elvis picked a song, even then he was a star, the writer of the song would give him half of their income that they would get from the song, because the writer knew that if Elvis sang it, it was going to be a big hit. They're going to make a lot of money, so they were happy to give up half their rights. On this particular song, Elvis got co-writing credit for the song. Anyway, this is big hit. Elvis is one of his first really big hits, called Don't Be Cruel.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Don't be cruel, Elvis Presley. Well, it's wombat time. Get ready. First you get a little story about the wombat, and then you get the wombat. This is going to take, the actual reading takes about 5 minutes. I'm going to read you a poem. And if you'd like to take a break, now's a good time. This is The Man from Snowy River. I discovered this poem, I thought, in Australia while looking through some books. After I discovered it, I found out it's kind of the national poem of Australia. Everyone in Australia knows of it. And there have been two movies, The Man from Snowy River and the sequel. Both, I thought, great movies. Anyway, this is a story, and I'm going to read you a little outline of what goes on. Then I'm going to read you the story. It takes about 5 minutes. It's a poem by Banjo Patterson, published in 1890. And I'm going to do it with a slight Australian accent. I apologize for that, but I love it. So anyway, here's what the story is about. The poem tells the story of a horseback pursuit to recapture the colt of a prize-winning racehorse that escaped from its paddock and is living wild with the Brumbies. That's the feral horses, wild horses. The Brumbies of the mountain ranges. Eventually, the Brumbies descend a seemingly impassably steep slope, at which point the assembled riders give up the pursuit, except for the young hero, the man from Snowy River, who spurs his pony down the terrible descent to catch the mob. That's what they call the horses, the mob. So, this, I'm now going to read you The Man from Snowy River. There was movement at the station, for the word had passed around that the colt from Old Regret had got away, and had joined the wild bush horses. He was worth £1,000, so all the cracks had gathered to the fray. All the tried and noted riders from stations near and far had mustered at the homestead overnight, for the bushmen love hard riding where the wild bush horses are, and the stock horses snuffs the battle with delight. There was Harrison, who made his pile when Pardon won the cup, the old man with his hair as white as snow. But few could ride beside him when his bud was fairly up. He would go wherever horse and man could go. And Clancy of the Overflow came down to lend a hand. No better horseman ever held the reins, for never horse could throw him while the saddle girths would stand. He learnt to ride while droving on the plains. And one there was, a stripling on a small and weedy beast. He was something like a racehorse, undersized, with a touch of Timor pony, three parts thoroughbred at least, and such as are by mountain horsemen prized. He was hard and tough and wiry, just the sort that won't say die. There was courage in his quick, impatient tread. And he bore the badge of gameness in his bright and fiery eyes, and the proud and lofty carriage of his head. But still, so slight and weedy, one would doubt his power to stay. And the old man said, "That horse will never do for a long and tiring gallop, lad. You'd better stop away. Those hills are far too rough for such as you." So he waited, sad and wistful. Only Clancy stood his friend. "I think we ought to let him come," he said. "I warrant he'll be with us when he's wanted at the inn, for both his horse and he are mountain bred. He hails from Snowy River up by Kosciuszko's side, where the hills are twice as steep and twice as rough, where a horse's hoof strikes firelight from the flintstones every stride. The man that holds his own is good enough. And the Snowy River riders on the mountain make their home, where the river runs through those giant hills between. I've seen full many horsemen since I first commenced to roam, but nowhere yet such horsemen have I seen." So he went. They found the horses by the big mimosa clump. They raced away toward the mountain's brow, and the old man gave his orders. "Boys, go at them from the jump. No use to try for fancy riding now. And Clancy, you must wheel them, try to wheel them to the right, Ride boldly, lad, and never fear the spills, for never yet was rider that could keep the mob in sight if once they gained the shelter of those hills. So Clancy rode to Wealdham. He was racing on the wing, where the best and boldest riders take their place. And he raced his stock horse past them, and he made the rages ring with the stock whip as he met them face to face. Then they halted for a moment while he swung the dreaded lash, but they saw their well-loved mountain full in view, and they charged beneath the stock whip with a sharp and sudden dash, and off into the mountain scrub they flew. Then fast the horsemen followed where the gorges deep and black resounded to the thunder of the tread, and the stock whips woke the echoes, and they fiercely answered back from cliffs and crags that beetled overhead. And upward, ever upward, the wild horses held their way, where mountain ash and courageon grew wide. And the old man muttered fiercely, "We may bid the mob good day. No man can hold them down the other side." When they reached the mountain's summit, even Clancy took a pull. It well might make the boldest hold their breath. The wild hop scrub grew thickly, and the hidden ground was full of wombat holes, and any slip was death. And the man from Snowy River let the pony have his head, and he swung his stock whip round and gave a cheer, and he raced him down the mountain like a torrent down its bed, while the others stood and watched in very fear. He sent the flintstones flying, but the pony kept his feet. He cleared the fallen timber in his stride, and the man from Snowy River never shifted in his seat. It was grand to see that mountain horseman ride. Through the stringy barks and saplings on the rough and broken ground, down the hillside at a racing pace he went, and he never drew his bridle till he landed safe and sound at the bottom of that terrible descent. He was right among the horses as they climbed the further hill, and the watchers on the mountain, standing mute, saw him ply the stock whip fiercely. He was right among them still as he raced across the clearing in pursuit. Then they lost him for a moment where the two mountain gullies met in the ranges, but a final glimpse reveals on a dim and distant hillside the wild horses racing yet with the man from Snowy River at their heels. And he ran them single-handed till their sides were white with foam. He followed like a bloodhound on their track, till they halted, cowed and beaten. Then he turned their heads for home, and unalone and unassisted brought them back. But his hardy mountain pony, he could scarcely raise a trot. He was blood from hip to shoulder from the spur. But his pluck was still undaunted and his courage fiery hot, for never yet was mountain horse a cur. And down by Kosciuszko, where the pine-clad ridges raise their torn and rugged battlements on high, where the air is clear as crystal and the white stars fairly blaze at midnight in the cold and frosty sky, and where around the overflow the reed beds sweep and sway to the breezes and the rolling plains are wide, the man from Snowy River is a household word today, and the stockmen tell the story of his ride. That was The Man from Snowy River by Banjo Patterson, written in 1890. I was so taken with that poem when I came back from Australia that I memorized the entire thing. It took me about 6 months, something on that order. I mean, I would work on it every morning when I woke up and every night when I went to bed, and eventually I could recite the entire poem. But it turns out, I discovered, not many people want to listen to a 5-minute poem recited from memory, so I only ever really did it once. This time, I read it. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and Wombats and Music comes to you each week on Monday nights at 7 o'clock and Saturdays at 1 on WEHC FM 90.7. You can also catch us on the web if you go to ehc.edu, www.ehc, that's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. Look around, you'll find WEHC, that's the radio station. Click on that and you can get a streaming version of the show. So anywhere in the world, you can listen to WEHC. And I also can let you hear recordings of the older shows if you email me at hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. And that will get me in. And I'd love to hear from anyone who'd like to comment on the show. And that's been my pleasure for several years now to bring this to you on Monday nights at 7. Next up is One of These Days by Emmylou Harris. It turns out that so many people have recorded this song or songs with this name that I really can't find much about the version by Emmylou Harris. But One of These Days by Emmylou Harris. One of These Days by Emmylou Harris. Next up is an absolute, well, I exaggerate, I admit, but just still a classic country song. This is Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong Song by B.J. Thomas. I've often discussed on the show the fact that there most of the sad country songs are about the person being left. I call that person the leavee. And there are very few songs written by the leaver. Well, this is a song about those kind of songs. You know, the sad situation where somebody is left and somebody is sad. And usually the singer makes it sound like the person who left was kind of unfair, you know, and shouldn't have done it or whatever. So this one talks about that. And it was B.J. Thomas's number one hit. In 1975, it won the Grammy Award as Best Country Song of the Year, and the following year, it was done on The Muppets. And I haven't seen The Muppets version, but I'm going to go to YouTube and look it up. I bet The Muppets version of Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song is great. Well, here it is, B.J. Thomas, 1975.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong song. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about love that's gone wrong. 'Cause I don't wanna cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry. A real hurting song about love that's gone wrong. 'Cause I don't wanna cry all alone. Hey, won't you play another somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby.
Hey,
won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby.
Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song by B.J. Thomas. And there are so many of those Somebody Done Somebody Wrong songs. They come up all the time. In fact, I've got a few later on in this show. However, the next one is not one of those. The next one is a sad song. It's called More Than a Name on the Wall, and it's from 1989. And it's by the Statler Brothers, and it's a beautiful song, beautiful harmony, beautiful rhythm. It's got but it's also poignant beyond belief. It's a mother's song visiting the Vietnam Wall to see her son's name on the wall, and it's probably one of the more it's not necessarily an anti-war song, but it is in its way. The tragedy of someone dying young for a cause that either they believe in or someone else believes in is just hard to explain or capture, but this song does part of it.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, and the words she said were these.
She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall.
Died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me.
She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name?
More Than a Name on the Wall by the Statler Brothers. I played a song a few weeks ago called I'm Already Home, I'm Already There, which was equally poignant. It was a letter written by someone who didn't make it back, and the letter was to be mailed in case of death. And it has the same kind of poignancy this one does. Next up's a country song. It's another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. This is The Domino Theory by Steve Warner. And it was released in 1990 and got up to number 7 on the hit parade. And the domino theory, if you look up Wikipedia, is the idea that when you do one thing, it causes a whole series of events. Vietnam was supposedly part of the domino theory. We've got to stop it here or else it's going to go on and do a lot more trouble. So this is the, I guess you'd call it the domino theory of love.
And I like how it feels when you lean on me. Ever since you wandered into my backyard and dropped my resistance and lowered my guard, you got the pieces of my heart all in a row. Knock one down and the whole thing goes. The domino theory of love.
Standing in the
Domino Theory of Love by Steve Warner. Next up is Glenn Campbell. This is a song called Sunflower. This song is called Sunflower, and it was Glenn Campbell's eighth and last number one hit. And Sunflower, it's got a lot of energy in it and a good time feeling. Sunflower by Glenn Campbell. The next song is a song I heard for the first time just recently. It's called Midnight Girl, Sunset Town. And it's the story of, and there are a lot of people like that around here. Abingdon is not mainstream. We're not New York City, and I'm glad of it myself. I was in the New York City area for 34 years, and I'm happy to be far away from it. However, a lot of people growing up, and maybe I was even one, don't know that they're in a good place, and they need to find out, or maybe they like the other place better. And this is a story of a girl who's she's in a sunset town, but she's a midnight girl. She wants the action, and her town is dead at midnight, so you can see that she has to do something about it, and this is her song.
I was born in a small town. Mama was a farmer's wife. We knew everyone for miles around. We lived here all our lives. It never even entered their minds I might not want to stay. But I'm young, I still got time. I got to get away. And there was one stoplight blinking on and off. Everyone knows when the neighbors call. They roll up the streets when the sun goes down. I'm a midnight girl in a sunset town. I'm a midnight girl in a sunset town. I've seen places on the TV where they stay up all night long. Around here it's early to bed and they rise before the dawn. Say the old ways are still the best. I cannot deny it, but I can't get no rest, 'cause it's just too quiet.
Midnight girl in a sunset town. Ha, that's so a lot of people have that fate. And maybe I'm I was a sunset guy in a midnight town. Next up is a song with quite a pedigree. It's called Callin' Baton Rouge. Originally recorded in 1978 by the Oak Ridge Boys. I'm going to play the 1989 version by the Newgrass Revival. And 4 or 5 years later, Garth Brooks had a big hit with it. So a lot of people sang this song and had success. I just heard this version recently, and I liked it a lot, so I'm going to play it for you.
A strange situation, stopping every 20 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of events last night rolls through my mind, except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine.
truck stop sign ahead, so I change lanes. I need a cup of coffee and a couple of dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Calling Baton Rouge by the Newgrass Revival. There were some spikes in the sound there in my earphones. I wonder if they came out on the recording. They probably did. Sorry about that. Don't know what caused it. But it shouldn't interfere too much with the song. Next is Wild Montana Skies by John Denver from 1983. I heard this again recently. I've heard it before, but I liked it. And there's a little sentiment in there where his mother says, the mother of the singer, says something like, "I give this child a home, you know, give him a good life." And I identify with that. I think that's what every mother wants for their child. And I really felt my mother, who was from Abingdon, wanted that for me. And I think I got it. Thanks, Mom. So this song catches some sort of sentiment that sort of life is a glorious thing. Enjoy it while it's here.
He was born in the Bitterroot Valley in the early morning rain. Wild geese over the water, heading north and home again. Bringing a warm wind from the south, bringing the first taste of the spring. His mother took him to her breast, softly she did sing. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him the love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. His mother died that summer and he never learned to cry. He never knew his father and he never did ask why. And he never knew the answers make an easy way, but he learned to know the wilderness and to be a man that way. His mother's brother took him into his family and his home, gave him a hand that he could lean on and the strength to call his own. And he learned to be a farmer, and he learned to love the land, and he learned to read the seasons, and he learned to make a stand. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother in the wild Montana skies. On the eve of his 21st birthday, he set out on his own. He was 30 years in running, but he found his way back home. Riding a storm across the mountains and an aching in his heart. Said he came to turn the pages and to make a brand new start. Now he never told the story the time that he was gone. Some say he was a lawyer, some say he was a John. There was something in the city that he said he couldn't breathe. There was something in the country that he said he couldn't leave.
Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him the love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana sky.
Some say he was crazy, some are glad he's gone. Some of us will miss him, we'll try to carry on. Giving a voice to the forest, giving a voice to the dawn. Giving a voice to the wilderness in the land that he lived on. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies.
Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart. Give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild
Wild Montana Skies by John Denver. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes on WEHC on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. WEHC is FM 90.7. It's the college and community station from Emory Henry College in Emory, Virginia. I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.